Shabbat Shalom, Chag Hanukkah Sameach, and Merry Christmas. So we should do it now and our future. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad to see all of you. And this is very great time for us, very great time. And, you know, everything was already spoken today. Brian explained everything. What can we just add to it? It's everything already. Beautiful to see our children, our kids growing, and beautiful to see them in the Lord. Amen. That they worship not somebody else in there, in the streets, but they came here and they worship our Lord, our Adonai, our Messiah. This is most exciting for my life, really. I'm praying for my son. I want for him future in Messiah, in Yeshua, in the synagogue, in the congregation. I don't see other future for my son than only in the congregation. Amen. I want to congratulate you with a beautiful, wonderful holiday, Hanukkah. This is most beautiful, I think, one of the most beautiful holiday in Jewish life, in Jewish world, Hanukkah. These candles, each day, you know, it reminds me light of Yeshua in our life. It reminds me joy of light together when kids and parents gather together around Hanukkah, and you know, each day they remember miracles from the Lord. Each day they pray together, and you know, really, it's presence of the Lord with us. I like to take pictures every year, and I see how my son David was. Soon it will be. And I'm glad that we can be together, really together, with the Lord, with each other. I want to speak about a couple lessons from the Hanukkah, and I will take not more than 2 hours. I will see when Brian will come and says, oh, I'm done, please. So we will let kids to have some parties. So I have 20, 25 minutes. And I just want to remind a couple lessons. We already hear a lot about Hanukkah, about miracles in the Hanukkah, what God already did, what he wants to do, what he wants to point in our life. And I want to say couple lessons. First of all, Hanukkah, this is a very interesting name for this feast. Hanukkah translates from Hebrew. Its translation means renewal, deduction. I would say rededuction. Can we say each other deduction? Renewal. We need renewal so much in our life. Amen. We so badly need to have renewal in our life. Amen. For sure. Sometimes, you know, we have so much on us. You know, this world, work, problems, situations. And we need to have special time to just stood up, be quiet, and take everything off from us. Amen. Which means renewal with the Lord, with his spirit, in his presence. Amen. You know, I want to say about a couple lessons. First of all, lights. Light, in our life we know who is our light, Yeshua. He says, I'm light in this world. And we know he is our light. He came in our life. He began to be, you know, sun in our life. We can see him. We can walk clearly, freely. We can have peace. We have victory in our life because of him. Yes. And I remember time when I don't know Yeshua yet. And I remember my life, how it was going on. And I don't want this life anymore. I want to have this peace. I want to have this freedom. I want to have this clear understanding of my life and my future. I want to wake up every morning and I want to know my purpose in this life. I don't want to be purposeless anymore. And Hanukkah gives us purpose. It's showing us where we are now and where we're going to be. Amen. You know, sometimes we need more light in our life, more and more. And sometimes when God sends somebody in our life and he talks to us, sometimes we don't like it. Oh, but we so much need it in our life. We need to have this light in our life. Amen. Also, Hanukkah teaches about hunger for the Lord, jealousy for the Lord. And you know, this jealousy, this interesting name for jealous for the Lord, to be jealous. Not to be just everybody else around you. And Brian talked today about the Jewish people, and all Jewish society was divided by two parts. One part was, you know, sweet, nice. Jewish God, it's good. Her Greek gods, also not bad. We'll be there. We are not against God, and we are not against Satan. We are middle. But some of the Jewish people in these days, in these days of tribulation, days of suffering, they was very jealous from the Lord. They stood up and they say, we will not worship this false God. We will believe as children of God, as people of God. We are nation of the Lord. We are light of the world. Amen. And all nations of the earth look at us and they see, what does it mean to be light of the world? Amen. Also, Hanukkah teach us about priorities in our life. Priorities. I talk about priorities a couple times, but I want remind every time, put right priorities in our life. Also, Hanukkah teach us about miracles. You know, when miracles happen, when impossible situation around us, when everything okay, we don't need miracles. When we have money in our pocket and we have what to buy, it's not a miracle. We just go and buy it. But when we don't have anything, when we badly need something, miracles appear. And I want to ask, who prays for miracles in our life? Oh, be careful. You need to understand that God can answer these prayers and He will do something with your life to show miracles through you and in your life. And Hanukkah tells us about great miracles, everything impossible, situations so heavy, no future, only death, nothing. And in this difficult, hard situation, God can move. God can do everything in our life. More troubles, more miracles. Amen. More difficulties, more glory to God. Amen. When its miracle happened, whole earth was shaken. Because everybody knows, it's only God can do it. Amen. If we read carefully books of Maccabees, we can see how Maccabees go into the war. And interesting name, Maccabee. Maccabee translates hammer. Hammer. I'm sorry, my Ukrainian English. Hammer, not hammer. I understood now. Not hammers, hammers. So, and what does it mean? Sometimes we look at ourselves, oh, we are so small, we are so weak, what we can do? And you know how these people look at Jewish people? Mamma mia, hammers. We need to look in ourselves right way, how God is looking at us. Amen. This old priest, Matityahu, what he can do? Nothing. He just old priest. He not warrior, he not general, he don't learn how to fight, but his heart was captured by God. He really wants to live for the Lord. He really stood up and says, I don't want to live as before. I want renewal in our nation. I want to have revival in our nation. We are not designed to be as Greeks around us. We designed to be light of the world. And I disagree with what's happened now. So many voices, what we can do? We are weak. You see, world is darker. Everything is very difficult. Revival is somewhere else. When we live in Ukraine, we think revival in America. When I live in America, many people think revival in Ukraine. Whole life, somewhere else, revival. But you know, he just stood up and says, revival will be in my heart, in my life, in life of my kids, in life of my relatives, in life of my place where I live, where I'm growing. And he did it. And you know what's happened? I'm sorry for my word, you know. What's happened? God began to move through him mightily. And everybody understood this is only God can do, because this old man could not do nothing. When Jewish people go into the war, they have very strong, you know, they says, Mikamocha Baelim Adonai, Mikamocha Baelim Hashem. And when Greeks heard this cry from the Jewish people, fear began to come to them. They begin to spread. And victory came to the Jewish people. Amen. And I want to really to point this, push right priorities in our life. Believe in miracles. Trust the Lord in impossible situation. Everything possible to the Lord. Can we say together, everything possible for the Lord? Everything. It means everything. Everything. And today we also have choice, or to be like everybody else, thinks, oh, so hard to be believer today, so difficult life, we are so busy, we have so much to do. Or we can stand and say, no, in my life, in life of my kids, Lord will be in charge. Amen. Amen, yes. We should decide, and it's great to have decision. Because God with us. And you can feel his presence among us. Sometimes David teach me, not sometimes, every time. They are kids, they are sincere with the Lord. They are really for the Lord. Amen. When they sing to the Lord, they do it from all heart. Full heartly. Not part of heart, but full for the Lord. Lord, I love you. I want to minister to you. I want to be with you. Amen. And also about this priority, I have interesting thought about what's happened in Jerusalem. When Jewish people take back Jerusalem, it was 164 years BC, they took Jerusalem back from Greeks. And, you know, war going on around Jerusalem. Everything, problems still there. They capture temple, they capture Jerusalem, but everything else was in the war. Problems, 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 even more problems. Enemy did not give up very easily. He, every time he tried to push back. Every victory, we should stand, because sometimes after victories, our weakness begin to reveal. Sometimes when we have victories, our pride is growing, we just, whew. Booms. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I thought I'm already victorious. And war begins going on and on and on. And when they gather together, ready, they decide what to do next. Now, temple in our hands. Jerusalem is free, but war around us. What we will do? And I praise the Lord for their decision. It was more wise decision at all. They decide to minister to the Lord. First, what they did in Jerusalem, they put candles, they put menorah, and they light menorah. They clean temple, and they begin to minister to the Lord. Amen. Amen. I understood this. So many people think, okay, we need to win, and after we win, after we settle everything, after we have good economic, we will serve the Lord after it. But there was very wise, and they know the Lord. First, what they did, they begin to minister to the Lord. This is the beginning point in our life. And I want to remind ourselves now, for me, for each of us, when we get to know Yeshua, when we stood up first time and we say, Yeshua, I want to know you, we give promises to him. Amen. I just want to remind these promises. Please, remind for yourself what you say, tell to Lord in that time. I remember, I remember, I has wings in my back. I don't touch even this earth, you know. Let's clean these wings. Wash them. Let's fly with the Lord. He is wonderful. He's still the Lord in our life. Amen. And also, one lesson I know that I think Maccabi learned this lesson. And can we read, please, Deuteronomy chapter 28, 37, 38 verse? Because you served not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shall you serve your enemies which the Lord shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron on your neck until you have destroyed you, until he have destroyed you. This lesson, they understood why this problem came to them. And sometimes, you know, people don't think about this, and when all the troubles came, they begin to seek for the Lord, looking for his face, praying to him, fight with enemies. I think better to do it now, before problems come into our life. Amen. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
When I read carefully this book of Maccabees, you can read it very carefully. There's one story about faith of Hannah. Hannah was very committed to the Lord. And this Antioch killed five sons. And this, how these sons talking to this king, it was something very strong for me. These sons told this king, they says, I know why we died, because we was not servant to the Lord. We take punishment for our sins. These people understood this. And when they take back Jerusalem and temple, first what they did, they return to the Lord. They begin to minister to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We shall teach our kids to be really for the fire, with the fire for the Lord. And sometimes we need to understand through the difficulties in our life, Lord to want to say something to us. He just wants to help us to be clean, to be focused on him. We should focus on him if we have some difficulties now. Really, this is a great time to find the Lord, to look for him. Amen.
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 Not running from him, but look for him. And sometimes I saw that a lot of miracles when people are just in the sickness or in the problems, then they begin to think about themselves. What's happened, Lord? Why I have this? And they just begin to repent and rededicate their life, and God begin to do some great miracles. Amen. So many people fighting with Satan, they just rebuke him. They're so busy with the battle with the Satan that they forget about repentance in our life. We should be humble before the Lord. Remember what Lord says, humble before me, Jacob says, before the Lord, and resist enemy. Amen. Also, I want to say a couple of words about Yeshua. About Yeshua. When he was in the temple during the Hanukkah time, he also celebrating the Hanukkah. He also admitted this holiday. It was also precious and dear for him. Because, why? Because he was in the Hanukkah in the temple, Solomon place. And first time he openly speak about him, about his nature during the Hanukkah. And we can open the John chapter 10, verse 22 to 31. And it was in Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication. This is feast of Hanukkah, dedication. And it was winter, and Yeshua walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. When came the Jews wrote about him and said to him, how long do you make us to doubt? If you be the Messiah, tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I say to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which give them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Echad. Today we have so many teachings, people that try explain Yeshua spoke special language, it was not this. But in that time, old Hebrew was very understandable for people around him. Because, we can read it, 31, then Jews took up stones again to stone him. They understood clearly. It was very clear for them. He says, I'm and Father one. Amen. He says that he really are the Lord. He really are the Lord. We believe not only in Messiah the man, but we believe that he is also Son of God, but also God in the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
This is our belief, our faith. As messianic believers, we are believing this because no man's blood could not purify us. No. God does not take and receive man's sacrifices. He put his Son into death for us,
Amen.
For our salvation. Amen.
Amen.
And during this talking with them, they really waiting for Messiah, but they, in that time, waiting for Messiah of King. They waiting for second Maccabee. They want to be free from Rome. They think he will be new Maccabee. And they don't understood his answer. They wait for Messiah, son of David, but he was son of Joseph. And he came to receive and to take upon himself all our sins, all our iniquities. He came first time in this earth to bring salvation to us, to open the way for salvation. Amen. Today, so many of our brothers, they live in this world, and still they wait for King of Kings, for Son of David, for warrior, and so many of them just don't see the real Messiah. This is why so many false Messiah came for Jewish people, so many. Bar Kokhba, you remember him, and all many came, because people waiting for strong king, and he came as a shepherd, and put his life for everybody of us. And you know, I just want to connect first things with second. Why we should dedicate our life for him? I can tell why. Because he dedicated his life for us.
Amen.
Why we should live for him? I can tell you. Because he died for us.
Yes.
Why he has all the rights in our life? Because he put his life for us.
Amen.
And we should live for him. We don't have other choices. Yeshua says, very near way and small gates lead into the heaven. And not many people find it. When we think about our repentance and came to the Lord, some people think our repentance, it means I stood up, I say, Lord, forgive me. No. He waited for all our hearts. He waited for all our life. He waited for it. He came to save us fully, totally. Amen. So, who we waiting for? I remember one example in our life. It's like 1 minute more. When I have privilege to be in a very special place in mountains in Azerbaijan. We was with Rabbi David and also with a couple ministers. It was mission trip, I could say. I don't know. It's mission trip. Very special place. Small city called Kuba, but not this Kuba. It's not mountain in Azerbaijan, it's different Kuba. It was named Kuba in the mountain. For 3 years, Jewish people remains to live there after Babylonian capture. It's like couple thousand people remain their traditions, cultural, surrounded by Muslims in the mountains, high. And it was great time there. And I remember pictures. When great flock of sheep going home, you know, after they feed, hundreds of sheep, they just go in. And for me, it was interesting pictures. because I came from the Ukraine and we don't have a lot of flocks with the sheep, we have a lot of flocks with the pigs in Ukraine. And I see how difficult to shepherd the pigs. It's very hard work. These pigs are incredible. They just... But what's interesting with the sheep, where they go into the place, to the home, one by one. It's like a couple hundreds sheep. And I don't see curses there. I don't hear this. I don't see somebody yell at the sheep. Or I don't see sticks in the hands of shepherds. Nothing. Shepherd go home and all sheep going after him. It's beautiful. And I think who we are. We are doctors, we are engineers, we are smart, we are young, we are not so smart, we are... But first of all, we are his sheep. And sheep follow it by him and listen his voice. And first commandment in our life to obey his voice.
Amen.
We created for obedience. We are sheep. Amen. Who we waiting for? Some person who will heal us, feed us, give our clothes, everything. Or we waiting for our shepherd who will lead us. And he has the rights to lead us everywhere he wants and when he wants. Not when we told him to lead us, but when he wants. And today I want to close with a small prayers. And I want to tell, if you here first time or you was here and never, never accept Yeshua in your heart. If you just came in but never has time to reconcile with the Lord, I want to tell you now, with the authority from the Lord, this is the best time for you. Give up. Give your life to the Yeshua, to the Lord. Go from here with the light in your heart. Be reconciled with the Lord. He died for you, and he wants to save you. And also, if you're here and you're already far away from the Lord, your body here, you come here every week or every couple months, thanks, Lord. But your soul far away and your heart far away from the Lord, I want to tell you, don't go from here without dedication to the Lord. Renew your fellowship with the Lord. Be reconciled with the Lord. You don't know your future. You don't know your 1 hour after it. Just be reconciled with the Lord. Give your life to him. Just tell him, I want to be with you. I want to serve you. I want to live for you. I want to be your son. I want to be light of the world. Amen. Could we stand up, please, and have a couple of prayers, words of prayers. Lord, thank you for this wonderful time. Thank you for this wonderful holiday, Hanukkah. Thank you for your special presence, your presence in our life. Thanks that you are touching our hearts. You're talking to us. You're speaking to our hearts, deep of deeply. We ask you for forgiveness from you. Forgive us. Help us to be reconciled with you. Help us to know you, to see you. Help us to minister to you with all our hearts. We want to love you. We want to minister to you. We want to be with you. We want to go from here with renewal in our life. We want to dedicate our life to you. We want to dedicate our children to you, our families to you. We want to be with you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your love. And thank you that you are dying for us and resurrect from the death. And you are our light. And you are our life. And you are everything. Thanks for all. We love you so much. And we are so grateful for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to close now with the Aaronic benediction, and then you can pick up your children if you have them in the flex room where they're having their party. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha Ye'er Adonai p'navelecha v'yichunecha Yisa Adonai p'navelecha v'yisem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep watch over you and protect you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up your face, his face to you, and give you peace, his peace. In the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Kana kasameach.